I'm Mike Robertson with sports here at the Ecom News Network, and there are no number one seeds left in the NCAA tournament. Yeah, big upsets yesterday as number five seeded San Diego State beat the number one overall seed Alabama 71-64, and the fifth seeded Miami, Florida defeated number one seeded Houston 89-75. Two other games yesterday, Creighton beat Princeton 86-75. The number two seed, Texas, beat Xavier 83-71. Texas now the highest seed left in the tournament. The Elite Eight gets underway today. Number nine seeded Florida Atlantic will play third seeded Kansas State. Fourth seeded Connecticut will play third seeded Gonzaga. Tomorrow, six seeded Creighton plays fifth seeded San Diego State. And number two seeded Texas will play number five seed Miami, Florida. In women's WNIT college basketball yesterday, the Arkansas Lady Razorbacks get another win. They get out a 71-66 victory over Texas Tech in front of an energized home crowd at the Bud. Michaela Daniels led the Razorbacks with 21 points and 8 rebounds, while Chrissy Carr had 17 points. Arkansas will travel to Kansas to play the Jayhawks in the Grade 8 on Sunday afternoon. Major League Baseball from yesterday's spring training. The St. Louis Cardinals beat Washington 7-1. Kansas City defeated San Francisco 3-0. Today, the Cardinals play Miami. Kansas City will play the L.A. Dodgers. A little bit of other Cardinal news with Steven Matz as the only member of the Cardinals' projected starting rotation under contract beyond this season. It made sense that the team might look to make a move. As of Friday, that move came in the form of a contract extension for veteran St. Louis starter Miles Michaelis. Last season, Michaelis produced his second year with 200-plus innings pitched since joining the Cardinals in 2018. Michaelis compiled a ERA of 3.29 and earned his second career All-Star bid. The team also announced Friday that Michaelis would serve as the Cardinals' opening day starter on Thursday against the Toronto Blue Jays. There is some high school baseball and softball on the schedule for today. In baseball, the Salem Greyhounds will play Numa Vista. Mountain Home will play Palestine Wheatley. Alton plays Willow Springs. West Plains is in Columbia today. They'll play Columbia Independent and Fort Zumwalt East. High school softball, the Salem Lady Greyhounds have two games. They'll play Highland and play Izzard County Consolidated today. That's sports for the Ecom News Network. I'm Mike Robertson.